President-elect Trump has vowed once again to drain the swamp. Now he's tapped two businessmen, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, to help him, quote, dismantle government bureaucracy. Unlike 8 years ago, Trump already has some clear ideas for how it might be done. All of this has left many federal workers on edge, as NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
Roughly 2 million civilians work for the federal government. All over the country, they protect our national security and our public health. They ensure our food is safe and our veterans are cared for. Donald Trump insists among them are corrupt actors, lots of them, and he's on a tear to clean them out.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy.
If this all sounds familiar, it's because Trump has been talking about this for years. At the tail end of his last presidency, he issued an executive order that created a new category of political appointees called Schedule F. His plan was to move an unknown number of career civil servants into this category, making it easier to fire them and replace them with loyalists. Of course, President Biden was elected, and he reversed course. But now?
I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively.
Now, no one knows exactly what that will look like, but Elon Musk, head of Tesla and SpaceX, says the effort to overhaul government will send shockwaves through the system. In Vivek Ramaswamy's failed run for president, he proposed getting rid of 75% of the federal workforce.
People are very apprehensive and fearful.
Nicole Cantello is an attorney with the Environmental Protection Agency. She now serves in a union leadership role. People like her who were at the EPA during Trump's first term remember how difficult things were, even without a commission hell-bent on slashing regulations and jobs.
Polluters knew that it was their administration.
Suddenly, it became harder to prosecute environmental polluters. No longer could lawyers directly ask companies what they were doing, what toxic chemicals they might be putting into a stream.
During the Trump administration, they required all of those information requests to go through an office in headquarters,
where, she says, those requests could sit for a really long time. Trump also tried to move the EPA's regional office overseeing the Great Lakes from Chicago to Kansas City, hundreds of miles from a Great Lake. Members of Congress blocked it, but now
we are deeply concerned that this administration will not have as many guardrails.
And Cantello fears a lot of people will just retire.
A lot of them feel they put their 4 years in, and they're just going to decline to do so this time around because it took so much out of them.
And there's a chill descending over other parts of the federal government, too. A conservative group called the American Accountability Foundation issued a watch list of what it calls subversive leftist bureaucrats who cannot be trusted to enforce immigration laws. Dozens of federal employees in the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and elsewhere are identified by name.
That's unnerving.
Marcus Hill knows at least one person on the watch list, one of his members. He's president of the Senior Executive Association, a group that represents the highest-ranking civil servants, those who assist political appointees in carrying out their agenda. Hill is retired after 38 years working for the government, including as a senior executive himself.
Whether it was a Democratic or Republican administration came in, I understood clearly what my role and responsibilities were in terms of supporting that administration. Because at the end of the day, just like the military, career civil servants swear an oath.
An oath to protect the Constitution from enemies and to faithfully execute their duties, not to swear allegiance to any party or president. Hill says it's concerning and offensive that those on the watch list are on there because they were doing their jobs. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.